Welcome back to Gear Vlogs Automotive Enthusiasts. In today's episode, we delve into the demise of the much-anticipated Apple car as Elon Musk takes the stage to speak at a metaphorical funeral. But fear not, gearheads. While the Apple car may be dead, our second segment explores the enduring innovations it leaves behind. Discover how the tech giant's foray into the automotive world is reshaping the industry landscape. Shifting gears to Formula One, we unpack the interesting strategy behind Mercedes granting Lewis Hamilton a short-term contract. Toto Wolff reveals insights into why the reigning champion's deal was structured to keep the Antonelli option wide open. Finally, buckle up for a cosmetic journey as Intuitive Machines etches history by successfully landing the first commercial spacecraft on the moon. It's a momentous achievement that extends beyond our earthly bounds. Tune in, rev up to those engines, and let's explore the latest automotive and tech tales together on Gear Vlogs. In a surprising turn of events, the anticipated Apple car project has met its demise, prompting Elon Musk to share his thoughts on its metaphorical funeral. Quote, "The natural state of a car company is dead," Musk declared in response to Apple's decision to halt its electric car venture. This unexpected twist echoes across the tech and automotive realms, leaving enthusiasts and the industry insiders alike pondering the implications. Stay tuned as we unravel the intricacies of this achievement and explore Elon Musk's candid reflections on the fate of the Apple car. In a post he had tweeted on his X platform, he basically showed a emoji with a cigarette on the news of breaking Apple's winding down electric car plans, ending decade-long foray per Bloomberg. Some Apple stock car employees to be cut, many will shift to AI. So yeah, what are you guys' thoughts on Apple spending, I guess, apparently a decade or so trying to develop an electric vehicle of their own? Who knows? Maybe that explains why maybe a year or so ago that Elon Musk and Tim Cook met in Cupertino at the Apple Park facility. Maybe they were discussing potential partnerships, or was it more during the time when he acquired X, aka Twitter, and it was more of keeping X and Twitter / on the App Store? So comment down below what you guys think on that one. Let's go on to our next story. Additional to the Apple story, here we go. In a groundbreaking revelation, the New York Times reports that Apple's decision to abandon its car project is not a retreat, but a strategic shift towards fostering broader innovation. The tech giant is said to redirect its efforts to develop self-driving technology, influencing a wider spectrum of the industry. This unexpected pivot unveils Apple's ambitious vision beyond the traditional automotive pursuits as the company charts this new course, and repercussions are poised to reverberate through the tech and automotive landscapes, challenging industry norms and sparking fresh waves of innovation. Well, they got their Vision Pro. Now they're going to try to develop Apple, self-driving cars technologies. I know, in my personal opinion, I think it's a little too soon. Maybe in 15 or 20 years, maybe the technology and AI, machine learning will be at the point where maybe we can rely on self-driving cars, but that's my opinion. Let's move on. Story 3, Lewis Hamilton. In a strategic move, Mercedes opted for a short-term contract with Lewis Hamilton, as revealed by Toto Wolff. The decision was driven by a desire to maintain flexibility, specifically to keep the option open for young talent, Andre Kimi Antonoli. This revelation adds a layer of intrigue to Hamilton's future in F1 as the team navigates a pivotal period post-Hamilton with the spotlight on Mercedes' exciting options and anticipation surrounding Antonoli's. The F1 landscape is poised for captivating developments. Yeah, I personally don't follow much on F1 myself, but what are your guys' thoughts? What should I be looking for in the F1 landscape? Comment down below. And our last story, let's move on to that. In a historic achievement, Intuitive Machines has marked a pivotal moment in space exploration by successfully landing the first commercial spacecraft on the moon. This groundbreaking feat, named the IM-1 mission, signifies a resurgence of lunar exploration after over 50 years since the Apollo era. The Odessa spacecraft, part of this private endeavor, touched down on the lunar surface, opening new frontiers for commercial spacecraft. NASA, in collaboration with Innovative Machines, celebrates this milestone, hurdling a new era in lunar exploration and reinforcing the role of private companies in space endeavors. So, yeah, great. We're going back to the moon and we're landing, spacecraft on the moon. Question of the day is, how soon till we start doing manned trips to the moon again? Do you think Musk and SpaceX will be a big part of it, or some other space endeavor collaboration? Let's see. So thank you for joining us on this thrilling journey through the latest automotive space revelation. Now we want to hear from you. What are your thoughts on Elon Musk speaking at the metaphorical funeral of the Apple Car Project? Do you agree with his perspectives on the natural state of car companies? How do you feel about Lewis Hamilton signing a short-term contract with Mercedes-Benz? What do you think this means for the future of his racing career and the F1 landscape? Were you captivated as we were about Intuitive Machines' historic lunar landing? Share your awe and questions about this groundbreaking achievement in the commercial space. Drop your comments and questions below, and let's keep this conversation going. Your insights might be featured in our next episode.